You're listening to Sound Effect on 88.5 KNKX. I'm Jennifer Wing, and if you're just joining us, today we're teaming up with the women of the Hella Black, Hella Seattle podcast to tell stories of Black history in the Northwest. And up next is food. Elena Caldwell reviews new restaurants for the podcast, and she's a bit of a foodie. She finds a kindred spirit in Christy Brown. Christy moved to Seattle from Kansas City as a teen in the 80s, and here she fell in love with the Northwest culinary scene, its diversity and the variety that's on display at any of the area's farmers markets. Christy is a chef and a caterer. She's worked at a lot of top local Black-run restaurants, including the iconic Kingfish Cafe. It was a high-end soul food restaurant on Capitol Hill, and it closed in 2015. Elena and Christy sat down at Christy's home in South Seattle and talked about how she first decided to be a chef.
My dad and mother were teachers, and they just were really, like, you had to go to college. That, it was no exception. That was just the deal. And my oldest brother got into, he was in college, and he was in his senior year and decided that he loved music so much that he wanted to change his major. Well, at the time, he was an accounting major. And so he did it. He changed his major, and my dad was livid because that meant he wasn't going to graduate on time. And I think my dad was just in this space. And so he came back home after talking to him and was like, you know what, go to the library and figure out what you want to do with your life. And I was like, but I'm 13, like, I you know, I'm just a kid. Like, so I was super mad and stomped down to the library and went up to the library and I was like, I'm supposed to figure out what I'm supposed to do in my future. Where do I go? So she took me to the card catalog, and we went through, and she said, okay, well, what do you like to do? And I said, well, I like to eat, you know, I like to kick it with my friends, I like to cook sometimes. And she was like, oh, so you want to go into hospitality? And I was like, huh, oh, okay. Yeah. So she was like, what do you watch on TV? And I was like, Hotel. So Hotel was this show with Sherry Belafonte, and it was like the only serious show on TV with a Black woman in it. And so I was super excited. I went to work in hotels. And so I came home and I was like, I want to be a chef. And as an educated Black family, they weren't exactly happy about their daughter wanting to be in the service industry. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think that thankfully for my brother's mess up, that they wanted me to be happy and they wanted me to do something that I was going to commit to doing. So I don't think at that point they cared. So that's really how it started, or officially how it started. But I have a menu that I was 5 years old, and I used to write, like, I'm going to make this for the first course and for the second course. So that's my thing to let me know. I mean, first of all, I'm a big believer in working in your purpose. That really is the only answer that you have if you want to be happy. So I knew that it was just a divine reminder that that's what I was supposed to be doing.
So where did you start at? I heard Kingfish. Is that really where you started?
Yeah. No, I worked at a store. It was called the Corner Store, and it was at the Bond. So before Macy's, that building was built for the Bond Marché. My boss was Edwina, and she was just amazing. And I told her that I was coming in for the cashier hostess position, but I was going to go work in the kitchen after that. And she was like, yeah, you don't want to do that. But I kept asking. And so she was like, okay, I'll give you a try. And she did. And I loved it. I got to learn how to make breakfast, which if you're going to learn how to cook just straight out of a restaurant, that's the best time because it's the fastest time. You have to be on your toes and know what you're doing because people don't want over medium eggs if they ask for over easy, you know. So yeah,
so now tell me about Kingfish.
Well,
Kingfish was beautiful, by the way. I just feel like I need to say that
it was an amazing experience to be in a place with, at the time it was the three sisters and the chef and I, and we had the crew, Cherry, our dishwasher, she was good, like, so it was just like all these powerful Black women doing this amazing thing around presenting our food in a light that didn't downplay it and make it seem like it was, oh, you know, just go around the corner and get you some such and such. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like that. And it was a really excellent experience. And I feel like, you know, there just wasn't a lot of people doing that. Mm-hmm. Definitely not in Seattle. I mean, no shade to Miss Helen's mm-hmm. or any of the people that had come before them. It just was a different level mm-hmm. of service. And so it was just an amazing opportunity to do that kind of work with women, mm-hmm. you know. And
that sounds empowering.
Yeah, I didn't really, I think I'm still like understanding the power of mm-hmm. that now. Yeah.
That's how it goes sometimes.
Oh, for sure. I think that's for everything. Mm-hmm. You get what you get, the understanding that you can't get at that time. Mm-hmm. And as you grow, you're like, oh, okay. You know, it's all about perspective.
Yeah. So for the podcast, I do the food reviews. Mm-hmm. So I'm all about food. So I have to just ask you, around that time, was there like a favorite place to go?
I'm so funny about food. Like my favorite place, like I would say, where do I go more often than any place right now? Mm-hmm. It's the Pho Bach on Rainier over by Cloverdale. Like mm-hmm. I love yeah. Asian food. So like, I'm just like, oh, okay, let me try this or let me try that. So I don't know.
What is your attraction to Asian food? I know I like Asian food because I don't really eat dairy.
I think that it just started with my dad. Like when we first moved here, like we have farmers markets in Kansas City, but not like the markets here. And we came and down in downtown Renton, there was this like just Asian market and just had all these vegetables. And we always like ate a lot of vegetables growing up. Mm-hmm. And so my dad went crazy. He went cuckoo bears and he just started buying stuff that we didn't know. Mm-hmm. We ate so many bamboo shoots. I just started eating bamboo shoots again. Oh. Oh my good Lord, man. But just all kind of crazy things that we didn't know. Mm-hmm. They were crazy because we just didn't know, yeah. right? And then I just loved it.
So what would be your advice for young Black women today trying to get into the culinary business or a business in general?
I think the one of the bigger things that I always encourage people to do is ask questions. I love it when people call me and say, hey, I'm new to this, or I'm interested in taking this different direction. What do you think? Do you have a moment? And I'm always willing to do it just because I know how important it is. I think definitely building a network mm-hmm. because this industry is brutal for everybody. Physically, you know, you have a high rate of divorce, high rates of alcoholism mm-hmm. and drug addiction. People that can't make it in other industries are always looking to the food industry as a backup. Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting space to be in, a lot of crazy folks. And you need to know what your level of crazy is, and you need to build a community around it so that you can be able to sustain yourself. That's just huge, and never stop learning.
That was Elena Caldwell with the Hella Black, Hella Seattle podcast, talking with local chef Christy Brown. Christy's own cooking community includes her son. And together, they have a line of local food products called That Brown Girl Cooks, including Christy's infamous black-eyed pea hummus.